and that is Suicide is Painless, which was better known to everybody as the theme from MASH. And why do I bring up the theme from MASH today? Because on this day in June 27th, in 1950, Harry Truman announced that he is ordering U.S. air and naval forces to South Korea to support the South Korean government. And it became part of a, I think what was termed a police action at the time that the United States stayed embroiled with for several years. And we all know the war in Korea because we know Hawkeye and Trapper and Radar and those people. It really was a tough slog for the United States. There was a lot of lives lost. And again, it was also the precursor to what happened in Vietnam, because it was actually, you could think of Vietnam as Korea part two, you know.
Yeah.
It was a place where we got involved, where I don't know if, again, we were standing up against the Soviet Union, trying to halt their expansion by force into other countries. And basically, Vietnam was the same thing that we're using. The Chinese at that point were also trying to expand the communist ideal. It was a really unfortunate thing, Jason. I mean, we lost a lot of people. We had just gotten over World War II, and we're just trying, our economy was recovering. You know, this was 5 years later. And then we're back at war again.
Right. I think I did a little research knowing we were going to talk, and I think 150,000 U.S., South Korean, and U.N. Nations forces, and 800,000 communist soldiers lost, and 200,000 of those were North Korean civilians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. War is a horrible, horrible thing. And again, we need to be very careful about where we make a stand, because as horrible as this war, Vietnam was worse. And as horrible as Vietnam was, I think the situation in the Middle East has probably eclipsed that in terms of total casualties. War is a horrible thing. We need to be very careful about where we have a huge military. We are a huge military power, but we need to be very careful how that's applied. Anyway, that was one of our things in this day in history. And the other one is happened in 1939. And it's much more up Jason's alley than the war in Korea, because
frankly, my Tom, I don't give a damn.
Oh, can he say that on
can
the
I
radio?
I mean,
I think he just did.
I just quoted it. Yeah. I can give you the alternate. Of course, we're talking about Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
The most famous scene was filmed.
You say it and paraphrase it, and everybody knows where it came from.
Exactly. Even kids. Well, the funny thing is, they actually recorded two variations of that line. The second version was, frankly, my dear, I just don't care. And they had two options in case the censors pulled it. Well, the censors let it go, but the director had to pay a $5,000 fine in order to.
Well, the other thing is that was worth $5,000, because now you have one of the most iconic lines in film history.
Yeah.
It really is a good movie. It's so carefully done in period. It's the costuming is great. Everything was.
And one of the first movies I ever saw that had the built-in intermission.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
When you watch it.
Well, it's a monster.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. It's one of my, you know, nowadays we don't think anything of it. Whatever. I think, wasn't Endgame 3 hours? No big deal, right? I wish they would build intermissions in some of our movies these days.
I think the people who sell popcorn in the lobby would like you to build it in, too. That's just another thought. Sometimes it's hard to do, because if you're really immersed in what's going on, you don't want to get interrupted.
I teach a survey of film class here at the college, and primarily online. And one of the things that we talk about is sort of the, you know, the censorship, mm-hmm. and how all of that sort of worked. You know, it was really interesting to see how filmmakers sort of got together and created their own organization, mm-hmm. that ended up being more strict probably than what government regulations would have been. For fear of government intrusion, they censored themselves even more strictly.
Yeah, George. George Lucas got in trouble with them for one of the Star Wars because of where he placed the credits.
Where he placed the director's credit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The motion picture, you know, the production code.
The production code.
There's a great musical. Let's see, won the Tony. What was it? A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. The first half, there's this great song that talks all about the motion picture code and really brings to life all the sort of maybe things that we might think of as ridiculous in terms of what was allowed and what wasn't allowed.
Iconic lines like that are great. Jason's movie debut was simply one of the most iconic lines. Again, probably even eclipsing, frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn, was a Shakespearean line that he actually got to do in a motion picture. And
I don't even remember the line. You do, obviously.
Go. Oh, you were giving out a key to room 2B. Come on, you know that line.
Oh yes.
Okay.
This was the David Winters film that was shot here a few years ago here in Panama City, and unfortunately David Winters just passed away recently.
For those who don't know, he was really known for his choreography, and he produced special after special after special. The whole time I was growing up, he was as a dancer in West Side Story.
Yes.
But after
He originated the role of Baby John on Broadway, and then when we switched the film, he took on the role of Arab.
Yes. And he parlayed that into being one of the most sought after choreographers in the United States.
Elvis, Ann Margaret, you name it. If they had a TV special, David was choreographing it for sure.
Yeah. And he shot East Side. Well, originally, when you worked on it, was called East Side Story. It's now called Dancing It's On. And Jason had a part as a concierge in the Arts Entertainment Hotel or whatever that thing was called.
It was on Netflix for a while, and then they've pulled it, but you can still get it on DVD. I think everybody in the community that was involved certainly learned a lot from that. We did ADR at your studio.
We did ADR and the WALA. You might explain what WALA is.
Go for it.
WALA is crowd noises. When you walk out, there's a scene, you walk out next to the pool. You weren't there. That was the dishwasher or somebody.
Oh, yeah. It was actually the first day they shot. It was freezing cold.
Yes. Everybody was sitting around the pool at the hotel, and we needed noise.
Yeah.
We needed people talking and chattering in the background and, you know, kids giggling and splashing and that kind of thing. So that's what you do. That's WALA.
Right. And,
it
of
was
course,
that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
Well, did you bring in a whole team?
We had two shifts of 25 people.
Okay.
We did the WALA. The studio is just not big enough. We really probably needed 100 people, but what we did was retrack several times.
Okay.
So we had, I probably had 16 tracks of WALA.
Well, that is fun. As you're watching the footage, and you're like, okay, I'm going to be the little kid on the swing.
Exactly.
And the girl in the
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And Alan Roberts was his name, the videographer.
Yeah.
He also died recently, and he and I worked together for hours and hours in the studio. Got to be a real good friend. And again, at a loss. He did a tremendous job. You don't really proving to me anyway that you don't. It's not the equipment you use; it's the person running the equipment that makes a difference. Because it really was well shot.
Nice. And I saw just the other day, Julie Gordon, our Bay County Film Commissioner. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of stuff gets filmed in Bay County, and it's off people's radar because of non-disclosure agreements or whatever. You know, we have all kinds of commercials being filmed out at the beach that nobody knows about. They just come in, they do their thing, and they leave. But Julie does a great job of attracting productions to this area. And you know, I know a lot of my students get their first professional work on camera or behind the scenes.
Yeah, same with the
project. That
same
Julie,
with the digital media students, because she comes down here and recruits people who are familiar with camera work. I know that a lot of our students down at this end have also been there. Did you know? Have you seen a movie called Secondhand Lions?
Yes. They filmed a scene Shell Island, right?
They filmed a scene of him chasing down the young lady on his then-to-be wife.
Yes.
That was Duvall's character? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Wasn't it Michael Caine and...
And Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Yeah, it was Duvall.
And was it... Who was the young actor in it? Was it
Haley Joel Osment?
Okay, mm-hmm. I thought so.
It's, if you haven't seen it, it's available. It's terminally cute. It's in part a little bit chewing gum for the mind. There's not a bad thing. And I'm being told by our producer over here that I need to shut up.
I thought those were baseball signals. I didn't know.
No,
what was
and yeah, now yeah, yeah. It, I either wants me to steal third or shut up. I don't know which.
No, it's charades. As in, you know, let's we got to take a quick break and we'll be back with our vitamin B to make sure things run on time. All here on The Mix.